By virtue of where I work, my agency gets contacted a lot by various media outlets and students. Students with cool projects like developing indoor navigation systems, and students with dumbass projects like, I want to help blind people tell the time. And various other things that, if one had done a Google search, they would have known were taken care of some time ago. So we were contacted by some sort of online news magazine. I'm not sure if they're in print as well, but they're called Animal New York. I was not aware of them previously, but they wanted to do a pretty cool little project where they do a written piece about transportation in New York City and combine it with a multimedia project that includes first-person camera footage alongside binaural audio to kind of put people in the shoes of a person with vision loss, as it were. So they would even put some effects on the video to try to simulate simulate vision loss, I guess. So I thought it was kind of a cool take, and I decided to get involved. So we started talking to them and doing some preliminary interviews, and we met up today, and they interviewed me, which was pretty cool, because they seemed to actually be interested in telling a good story rather than something that's misleading or some flavor of ridiculous. And then we started playing around with equipment. So this guy didn't actually have binaural mics. What he was going to try to do, it looks like, was take two lavalier mics into wireless receivers that feed into a Zoom H4n for the technical folks. And I guess sync up the audio tracks and try to place the mics as though they were binaurals. It's an ambitious endeavor indeed, but I would argue that the time he would have spent doing that, he would have been better off just buying a pair of, like, BMC-12s and having done with it, just based on the amount of time he would have spent making that work, and I don't think he would have had very good effects, but I might be wrong. So basically, for you non-technical folks, he was trying to create binaural effects out of non-binaural mics, which was clever, but he was pretty stoked when I happened to have my MSBMC3s on me. So we wound up using those, and then they rigged a GoPro camera, which is a mountable camera mostly meant for, like, sports enthusiasts and such to record their adventures. They mounted one on my chest, so they had this whole, like, chest-worn rig that they put me into, and then they also mounted a camera on my cane. And then they had me walk down some streets and cross some streets and avoid some people and obstacles and things like that to augment their project. And it was kind of cool. I'm sure I looked 27 flavors of ridiculous walking down the street with all these cameras and mics hanging off of me. But they seemed to be pretty excited about the project. And apparently it's going to be finished at some point next week. So, when I get the link to that, I'll share it, and you guys can let me know what you think, I guess. Yeah, so that's what I did for a couple of hours after work today.